ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, welcome to Lesson 2 of the new JLPT N4 Prep Course at JapanesePod101.com.I'm Jessie, and I'm here joined by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん、Naomiです。前回は文字語彙の問題1と問題2を勉強しました。
In lesson 1, we covered how to prepare for 問題1 and 問題2 of the kanji and vocab section.
このレッスンは問題3と問題4を勉強します。
In this lesson, lesson 2, we'll cover 問題3 and 問題4 of the kanji and vocabulary section. First of all, Naomi-sensei, can you read the instructions for 問題3?
はい。カッコに何を入れますか ?1、2、3、4から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
Fill in the blank to complete the sentence. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
カッコ。Is brackets or blank. So, in 問題3, you need to choose the appropriate vocab word according to the context.
This section is designed to test how much vocabulary you know. Okay, how about the instructions for 問題4?
下線の文と同じ意味の文があります。1、2、3、4から一番いいものを一つ選んでください。
Which of the following sentences has the closest meaning to the underlined sentence? Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
You need to find a sentence that is saying the same thing in a different way.
This section is designed to test your knowledge about synonyms, similar words, and antonyms, opposite words. So allow us to start with how to prepare for 問題3.
As we said, 問題3 is supposed to test how much vocab you know. First of all,Let's review する verbs.
When certain nouns are followed by する or をする, they become a verb. Naomi-sensei, can you introduce some nouns like this that often show up on the test?
Sure. 挨拶.
Greeting.
So, 挨拶する or 挨拶をする means
to greet someone.
約束 is promise.
So, 約束する would be to promise.
予習 is preparation for a lesson. So, 予習する is
to prepare for a lesson.
予約 is reservation.
And 予約する is to make a reservation. Actually, 予約 and 予習 start with the same sound and kanji, so they might be easy to confuse.
そうですね。That's why they show up on the test.
なるほど。
Actually, for those two words, knowing the kanji helps you a lot.The first kanji means beforehand. 約 is the same kanji used in 約束 promise.
Ah, okay, I see. So 予約 literally means a beforehand promise. So it becomes reservation because a reservation is something like a promise made beforehand between you and the shop.
そうですね、exactly. And for 予習 the second kanji means learn.
So, 予習 literally means pre-learning or preparation for a lesson.
そうですね。Other than する verbs, you should also review the katakana words frequently used in daily life. Katakana の問題は毎年必ず一つあります。
Oh, really? So there's always at least one question asking you to choose the appropriate katakana word.
I'm not sure about this year, though.
Oh, right.
Because of the system change. But for last 5 years, there's always one katakana question.
Okay, so let's practice those a little bit.Now, I'm going to say some English words, so please say them in the Japanese way. And remember, these are katakana loan words. The first one is gasoline. The answer is
gasoline.
The next one is cash register. Naomi-sensei, the answer is
reji.
Okay, and one more question. PC for personal computer? The answer is
パソコン. These katakana words frequently show up in the test, so please memorize them.
In the previous lesson, we recommended that you review the kanji for body parts. Did you memorize them? If not, you can find the list of kanji for body parts in the lesson notes for this lesson, so be sure to memorize them. On the test, you have to choose the word for the appropriate body part from the given choices.
Let's do some practice. I'm going to read the first part of the sentence, so please finish the sentence using such and such が痛い. Okay? たくさん食べたので.
たくさん食べた is ate a lot, and ので is so or therefore. So listeners, which body part do you think hurts? The answer is お腹. Your stomach probably hurts, right? So the answer would be お腹が痛い. Can we hear the whole sentence?
Sure. たくさん食べたのでお腹が痛い.
Since I ate a lot, I have a stomach ache.
How about this one? 大きい声で話したので
大きい声 is big voice or loud voice. 話す is to speak. So, 大きい声で話したので is I spoke in a loud voice, so... If you speak too loudly, your throat might hurt. So that would be...
喉が痛い。So the whole sentence would be 大きい声で話したので喉が痛い。
Since I spoke in a loud voice, I have a sore throat.
It often happens to me.
I understand. Now on to 問題4. This section is designed to test your knowledge about synonyms, which are similar words, and antonyms, which are opposite words. When learning new words, be sure to look up similar and opposite expressions as well.
そうですね。少し練習をしましょう。Let's do some vocab building practice. What's the opposite phrase of 役に立つ? Useful.
Well, that would be 役に立たない。
そうですね。Right. And can you think of a similar word?
A similar word for useful. Perhaps 便利?
Exactly. Here's another one. 遅れる is
to be late.
Can you think of any similar words or phrases?
Well, 遅刻する is also to be late.
Oh.
Or you could also say 間に合わない, which is the negative form of 間に合う, to be on time.
その通りです. Right.
Now, let's do some practice for the 問題4 section. Naomi-sensei is going to read a sentence in Japanese. Your job is to choose the sentence that has the same meaning. Are you ready? Here's the sentence.
バスに間に合いました。
Which sentence has the same meaning? The choices are
1. バスに乗ることができませんでした。2. バスに乗ることができました。3. バスの時間に遅れました。4. バスを降りました。
Can we hear the original sentence again?
Sure. バスに間に合いました。
So the translation is, I was on time for the bus, or I caught the bus. So which of the given sentences has a similar meaning? The answer is
2. バスに乗ることができました。I was able to catch the bus, or I was able to get on the bus.
So let's review the different choices. How about choice 1?
バスに乗ることができませんでした。
I wasn't able to catch the bus. How about choice 3?
バスの時間に遅れました。
I was late for the bus. And choice 4 is?
バスを降りました。
I got off the bus. So, how did you do? We hope you got a good idea of what 問題3 and 問題4 are like. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies.So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now. See you next time!
頑張ってください。じゃあまた。